Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good afternoon. I am so glad that you have joined us on today. It is looking to be just a great day. I can say that the weather is a little crisp, but it is Monday once again, and we're just excited about everything that's going on. We're excited about all of the things that we are doing and what is happening, and I'm excited that you are here with me on today. Before we bring our guest on, I just want to encourage you to go to our website, www.themeplace.org. You can also do www.jackieshowers.com. We have lots of information out there. You want to make sure that you subscribe to our email list so you can stay abreast of all that is happening with us, and we are looking to do some great things on the back end of this year, even as we move into 2016. And I definitely want you to mark your calendars because we will be hosting O Breakout June 23rd through the 25th of 2016. So you want to make sure that you mark your calendars. You want to make sure that you are prepared in order that you're ready for O Breakout. Oh, Breakout, where we help you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. Looking forward to some of the things that we have coming up. Branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. It is coming back, and along with a lot of other things to help you position yourself for success during this time. The Me Place Empowerment Institute, that's our Mentor Empowerment Institute. You can sign up for a complimentary coaching session with me, one-on-one. It'll just be you and me, and I'll be coaching you. And sometimes I'm bold and sometimes I'm hard-nosed, but you definitely will achieve all that you want. It's such a great day, and I'm always thanking God for the love affair he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. But I do want us to get started. I want to introduce our guest on the show today, and so we're going to introduce her, and her name is Zelania. And Zelania, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Her name is Zelania, and she is here with us on today. And we're just so excited to have her here, knowing that Zelania is headed. She heads up the Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs Association, and she serves as its executive director. She is the founder of it. She is an award-winning speaker, author in leadership development, and for over 15 years, she has delivered presentations to groups throughout the country, including Ford, UAW, Detroit Edison, and just a number of others. But we are so glad that she has joined us on today. And I know there are many of you out there. I have been privy to their meetings, and she is really committed to helping people become that entrepreneur that they look to become, and her commitment is indicative of her. She has started this association, so it lets you know that she's committed to entrepreneurs, not just becoming an entrepreneur, but also succeeding. They've started a mastermind group, and she's going to talk about how that helps entrepreneurs, the mastermind group that they started. So I just want you to join me in welcoming our guest, Zelania and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name right, Zelania, but Zelania Allen, who is the Executive Director of the Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs Association. Thank you so much for coming and being with us on today. And can you just provide just some brief background about yourself as well as SEMEA?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me. And yes, you are pronouncing my name correctly. The Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs Association is a support group and a networking group for business owners throughout the Metro Detroit area. And we meet regularly on a monthly basis and bring in experts who can provide information and resources to help business owners grow their business. We're big believers in building relationships. We think that's key to success, so we try to help facilitate that effort through our monthly meetings, and we also have networking events, and we often bring in speakers to teach business owners how to network more effectively.
And so you're doing all of these. I mean, what made you decide that you wanted to start this organization?
Oh, well, that's a long story, but I'll try to shorten it up for you. A few years back, I was approached by a couple people about starting a business. And prior to that, I was an entrepreneur, but just focused on professional speaking and training. And I traveled all over the country speaking at conventions and for associations and government groups. And so I didn't really know how to start, say, a small business. So I just went about the business of getting that information and found out there are a number of organizations and resources out there that I didn't know about. And a lot, there are a lot of free government resources that I didn't know about. And I just figured, you know, if I didn't know about this information, a lot of other people don't know about it either. So I decided first to put together a conference, and it was called Entrepreneurs Forum, where we brought together a number of organizations like the SBA, Automation Alley, a law firm that specialized in small business, and Tech Town, and we had a panel discussion, and people could just ask questions. But then from there, we wanted to have something ongoing. So that's when the idea of the association came up. And we kind of launched the association from that event. So we want to be like a one-stop shop for business owners, where if you have questions, you can come to us. And if we can't provide that service, then we can at least refer you to an organization that can help you with what you need.
And so that was how you got started. And so in the process, what has been the response, you know, to people? What's been the response as it relates to entrepreneurs and the networking and connecting them? Because when entrepreneurs are networking, they're looking for opportunities for business. So what role do you play in that?
Well, the response, first of all, has been tremendous. That first event that we did was sold out. We had well over 100 entrepreneurs, and many of our meetings are standing room only. So the response has been great. To your second question, as far as opportunities for business, that's one of our goals. We don't just want to have meetings and network and eat refreshments. We actually want to see our members grow their businesses. So we focus on measurable results. That's what our mastermind groups are for. So people can come back month after month and let us know how they're progressing on their goals. Are they getting more clients? Are they increasing their bottom line? And we help facilitate that by we'll make introductions for people. I mentioned earlier that we're big on the networking piece, so A lot of people don't know how to network. They don't know how to build relationships. So we teach people how to do that so that they can build that trust, and then those people can become clients. And I'm real happy with the results that we're seeing. We have a number of members who have come back to say their business has completely turned around, or when they joined they weren't making money and now they are, or they're reporting that, you know, they picked up a client at one of our meetings. And so it's working, and the response has been great.
And so you're saying that it's working. Let's talk a little bit about the mastermind groups, because as an entrepreneur, how important is it for them to get connected? You know, you're starting out. You may just be an emerging entrepreneur. You may be an entrepreneur that you may have been around for a few years, or you may have been around for several years, but you really haven't gotten that foothold in there. How important is it for them to get connected to an organization such as yours and also tap into mastermind groups?
Well, the mastermind group is a key part of what we do. We believe that success is a habit. It's not a one-time event. So if you've been working a 9-to-5 job and all of a sudden you decide you want to make this transition to entrepreneurship, you have to develop a different mindset. And that mindset is 100% accountability. And so in mastermind, you set goals. You set short-term goals. You set long-term goals. And then we hold you accountable. So you're going to come back each month and let us know how you're progressing. If you're not, then we're going to brainstorm. We have a brainstorm segment where you tell us what you feel your issues are, and then we'll have a conversation. You know, how can we help you resolve this issue? And then we have a mind conditioning segment, which I feel is one of the most important parts, because during that segment we're giving you information that you can use to begin to change your habits and change your patterns so that you can develop the mindset of a business owner. And like I mentioned earlier, 100% accountability is a key piece to that. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. So when you take responsibility, you are essentially empowering yourself, and you have to lose the victim mentality. If something goes wrong or you can't get funding or you don't get a client, you can't spend time thinking about whose fault it is. You just have to say, okay, this is the situation I'm faced with. Now, how do I go about fixing it? But okay, there's so much more to the mastermind piece, but that's one key thing that we teach. Okay. And then the other would be the habits. Just, you got to develop some new habits. You have to develop habits that are going to work for you as an entrepreneur. We've developed a lot of habits by default that keep us from being successful in business. And sometimes we may not know what those habits are. So we discuss that and just continually work on solutions.
So as you're talking and I'm listening to you talk, one big element to being successful as an entrepreneur, it's obvious that you really have to motivate yourself. But in the process of motivating yourself, you said a word that hit a buzz with me. You said victim. You cannot be a victim. What constitutes? You know, what makes you take? What are some hot buttons, or should I say red flags, that an emerging entrepreneur need to look at themselves, and all of a sudden they become a victim? And the victim will either cause them to, more than likely cause them to stop in pursuit of their goal as an entrepreneur. How can they overcome that victim attitude?
Well, it's a victim attitude when, say, something goes wrong. Maybe you are pursuing a client and it doesn't work out. And then you find yourself blaming that client or blaming someone in your business or just any type of blaming. That is a victim mentality. So, like I said, you may not be able to control everything, but you can certainly control what your next steps are going to be. So that's what you want to watch out for. You certainly want to assess, okay, what went wrong here, and so you can prevent that from happening again. But at the end of the day, you always want to be asking yourself, how can I solve this? How can I take charge of this situation? How can I make it better? How can I affect the outcome? And that empowers you as opposed to feeling like a victim, like you're helpless, like there's nothing that you can do about it. And you'll find that when you take 100% responsibility and you have a positive attitude, then the resources and the people that you need will start to show up for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that as an entrepreneur, those are some of the things that you need to understand, is that your mindset is going to play a key role in your success. And so one of the things that that Zelania is, well, the reason I wanted to just tap into that whole victim thing is that many times people don't succeed as entrepreneurs not because they do not have the wherewithal, not because they do not have the talent and the skills, but it is because you have, it is that negative self-talk that you're talking to yourself, even more than others are saying to yourself, that you have to overcome. You have to be your own cheerleader. You have to have your own pep rally all of the time, especially as you're starting out, because some people are not going to understand this is what you want to do. Some people are not going to celebrate you in it. And so you have to know how to celebrate yourself so then you can keep moving and you don't get stuck when something happens. And it may not go the way that you want to go, but remember this, God's delay is never a denial. It's just a delay. And when you look at it as he's going to bring you something better, it'll help you move out of that victim mentality and know this is the time for me to assess what did I do right, what did I do wrong, and how can I make it better. And so that's a very different attitude than you're placing blame. You're taking authority over it. So can you tell me what kind of entrepreneurs or businesses can benefit from Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs Association?
Yeah, I can. I just want to elaborate on what you just said because I think it was awesome. I believe all things work together for good. So sometimes when something bad happens, when we perceive it as bad or negative, sometimes it's the best thing for us. So a business deal might fall through or a partnership, but maybe that experience had to happen for you to learn a lesson so that next time you're better prepared. Or maybe there was an opportunity for you down the road that is 10 times better than the one that you just lost out on. And you have to focus on that. You have to focus on, as you said, being positive and having that positive self-talk, because there may be something down the road that's much better for you. And we don't know God's plan. He may have a bigger plan for you. So, yeah, I just wanted to elaborate on that. I thought that was awesome. As far as the types of entrepreneurs that join our organization, we're a very diverse group, and that's one of the things that I love about our group. We have startups. We have people who've been in business for 20 years. And then we have people of all ethnic backgrounds, women. And then as far as the industries, we have real estate brokers. We have construction, attorneys. We have a lot of speakers and authors. We have some multi-level marketers, financial experts in investing and funding. And so whenever our business owners need say, a service, I always encourage them to do business with each other. And then if there is not someone in the organization that can help them, then we are able to make a referral. So we like to say everything that you need to start and grow your business is right here with Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I know when I went, I think the time that I went that I remember that was you had Lynn from Carnegie, and it was just really, you know, it was really an upbeat atmosphere, and the room was packed out. And I think one of the things as entrepreneurs, you can't get stuck in just thinking that, okay, I'm going to do this all by myself. And one of the things that Zelania talked about was that you have to tap into the resources and the free resources, because when you're an emerging entrepreneur, small, or you're a small business, or you're just starting out, or you're a solopreneur, money becomes an issue. And so you talked about a lot of things that they can get and a lot of information and help that they can get for free. And free is always good, or even, you know, cost efficient. I mean, free is always good, and especially if it's good information. You know, sometimes free is not good when people just give you trash. But can you share with our listening audience, and if any listening audience have a question, I believe you can hit one, and it'll take you through the prompts to get into us to ask a question, and I'll see that your hand is raised. But can you share with our listening audience some of those resources that they can tap into in order to get their businesses started and to keep their businesses growing?
Sure. Well, first of all, we try to keep what we do cost effective. So our membership is very reasonable. It's $125 a year, but that actually is going to go up to $150 in September. And that includes all of our monthly meetings. And we really make a concerted effort to bring in the absolute best speakers that we can find. And we're fortunate because we're able to get national speakers that provide really just quality information. So our next meeting is in September, and we're bringing in a young lady named Lisa Manini, and she's going to talk about how to get more clients now. And there's some really great techniques and strategies that you can use to close the deal. You know, a lot of times we meet clients or potential clients and they'll seem interested, but for whatever reason we can't close. So she's going to talk about techniques to help your client understand better what you're doing, what you're offering, and then have that trust in you to go ahead and close the deal. As far as free resources, the Small Business Development Center will be at our September meeting, and they will be making a presentation also. And they actually offer free counseling to business owners, and a lot of people don't know that. So you can make an appointment and go in and talk to them and get free counseling. And then they offer a number of workshops, and they're really low cost, like $30 or $40. So we'll be talking at that at our September meeting as well.
Okay, so there are a number of resources out there that a small business can tap into, and you want to make sure, you know, that you are tapping into them in order for you to get what you need. You know, the Word of God says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," and you have to get knowledge. You have to stay abreast of the facts. You have to know what's going on in your respective area. You should be attending workshops and seminars and reading books and I always tell people, if you don't know it, go up on YouTube. Somebody has done a video out there to help you. You can use SlideShare. There are just so many things out there, and these are free. I mean, these are free things that you can use in order to help you grow your business and help you expand as an entrepreneur. If you want to be a business owner, you're going to have to take off your pretty clothes and put on your overalls, because it's called hard work, and you're going to have to do the hard work. Your due diligence is what's going to create you, is what's going to allow you to be successful, what you do every single day. And that includes connecting with organizations like SEMEA. That includes your connecting with them and, you know, participating with them, making those connections. You don't know where that connection is going to that next connection that you reach that can take you and give you that contract that you need. It may be the one person that can connect you to multiple contracts, but you got to get yourself out there. You got to make sure that you're out there. You're playing the game. You have to understand that as an entrepreneur, 9 to 5, throw it out the window. That's why you want to become an entrepreneur, because you feel as though that you have something worthwhile to give. And as a marketplace influencer, we have to understand that God is strategically placing us. We are in the season when the wealth of the wicked is being transferred into the hands of the righteous. But you have to know that you have gotten yourself prepared in order for this transference to take place, so you can begin to walk it out. And transference begin with strategic alliances. But a strategic alliance is not going to come into your house, tap you on your shoulder, and say, I was sent here by God. God is trying to connect you to some people. And so you have to go out there and you got to get connected to organizations like the organization that Zelania is heading up. You know, Zelania, as we're just talking about this, and I feel as though that God has placed us in position. He's given me this word, the gift of the power to get wealth. And so exercising that gift as an entrepreneur, you know, how does an entrepreneur know that they can stay solvent? I know that you have some things that are coming up. I see where you're having a meeting where it's what every entrepreneur should know about the legal side of business. And sometimes we don't always look at those different things. So what are some of the other upcoming events that our listening audience as entrepreneurs and solopreneurs that they can do as they prepare to be sustainable, not just to be an entrepreneur for a year, but 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, and how to grow their businesses from being like, hey, you started off an entrepreneur, and and every last one of you can become a million-dollar operation.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you said something key, a lack of knowledge is really one of the big reasons I think that a lot of businesses don't make it. According to the SBA, over 50% of businesses fail within the first 5 years. And I think we can reduce that number simply just by getting people the information that they need. And so that's what we try to do. And I didn't mention, your first visit is free. So people can come out and visit us for the first time, and we don't charge to just, you know, take a look at what we do. But yes, you mentioned the legal meeting that we have coming up. That's actually in October the 22nd, and it's called What Every Entrepreneur Should Know About the Legal Side of Business. And we have two great attorneys coming in, Tiffany Sadek and Aaron Bonahum, who have a top law firm in Detroit, and they specialize in small business. And they're going to talk about things like business entities, how you should set your business up. You know, should it be a DBA or a LLC or a corporation? And it makes a difference. For example, if you get sued, you can lose everything that you own, your home, everything, if you don't have your business set up properly. Then they're going to talk about intellectual property, how to protect your business. Sometimes you can work really hard to establish your trademark or your business name, and if you don't have it protected properly, someone can come along and steal that right out from under you. So you want to make sure you have your trademarks registered, your service marks, all those kinds of things. And then we're going to do a Q&A. So whatever questions that you have, you can get those questions answered by top attorneys for free. And, again, that's October 22nd.
And so you want to mark that on your calendar, October the 22nd. And, you know, because a lot of times in small businesses, you may say to yourself, you know, well, I can't do that right now. And you just want to make sure you get those things locked up, because those are really your bread and butter. Those are the things that your the name of your company, any trademark that you have. You want to make sure that you get it all locked up. And so if anyone comes along and they try to steal it, it's yours. And you have that legal documentation in order to show that this is yours. And you can sue rather than being sued. Now, you know, some of the habits of an entrepreneur. What would you say an entrepreneur? Let's just say the day in the life of an entrepreneur. What would you say that an entrepreneur? Some of the habits that they need to begin to adopt and to adapt to their lifestyle as they become successful in their company.
Well, I think you have to get a routine. The 100% accountability piece is really important, because you don't have a supervisor over you that's going to, you know, reprimand you if you're late to work. You know, you have to have enough self-discipline to get up every morning at 7 o'clock and go into the office and actually do the work. It's so easy, especially when it's a beautiful day like it is today, to go off and go to the park or shopping and do something else. So it really takes a lot of discipline. You have to get in the habit of hanging around positive people. And this is probably in my top three of most important things you need to do to be a successful entrepreneur. Because there's so much negativity out there, and there's so many people who are going to tell you that you can't do it or that your idea doesn't make any sense. So you want to get around people who are traveling the same path as you, people who are positive and who are going to give you an encouragement, and people who you can learn from. I've heard it said many times, if you are the smartest person in your group, you need a new group of friends. We become the average of the five people that we hang around the most. So associations are important, and if you don't know where to go to improve your association, Southeast Michigan Entrepreneurs is a great place to start. And, again, you just want to get into the habit of thinking positive and not doubting yourself, not second-guessing yourself, and having confidence in who you are and what you're doing, because that's going to translate to other people. If you make a presentation or you go into a meeting with a client to sell your product or service, and they can see that you're nervous or you're not sure or you can't answer the questions, that's going to affect whether or not they do business with you. So if you don't have that level of confidence, you just want to keep practicing your presentation skills, get a 60-second commercial for your business, and then get a presentation and learn it. Practice it every day, and then practice in front of friends and family until you deliver it with confidence, because people can pick up when you don't believe in yourself. And again, mm-hmm. that's going to affect whether they do business with you. You got to be able to sell it.
Because if you can't sell it, no one else can sell it. Because it has to come out of the depths of who you are, and it's your passion that sells it. You know, it's your passion that's going to sell whatever product or service, you know, that you're doing. And so it must come out of the depths of who you are. And the only way that it can do that, if you're just not a natural who can do it, you got to make sure that you come up with a very tight presentation, and even your elevator pitch. You have to do what you know that you need to do in order to develop all of these things. And that's one of the things that we do at the Me Place. We help you in developing your message points and branding yourself in all on a shoestring budget. Because I understand what it takes in order for you to get started, but I also understand something else. I understand it doesn't cost a lot of money, but it does take you to do your due diligence and mapping out your message points and mapping out your strategies in order for you to know exactly what you're saying. You don't know who you're going to meet, and you only have a few minutes. You only have about a minute to sell them, to ignite their passion, to ignite their appetite to know more about your business. I know that we're getting to the place where we're winding down, but I want Zelania to share with us. I see where you have the Millionaires Club and the Diamond Club. What are the differences in these, and what exactly are they if people were to become involved with SEMEA?
Yes, so we have two mastermind groups, and the Millionaires Club is a group that consists of business owners who are either already experiencing $1 million in revenue or on track to become million-dollar businesses. And they've been masterminding the longest. We started that group about a year after we got started. We've been around for about 4.5 years now, so that particular group is about 3 years old. The Diamond Club is for newer members. Maybe you aren't familiar with Mastermind. You're not familiar with some of the metaphysics principles that we talk about, like law of attraction or resistance and allowing. And so we don't want to throw you in a group where you don't understand the conversation. So it's a way to usher you in, and then you can graduate to the more advanced group.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so those are some of the things that they're offering. So I want to know, I'm looking at your background, how has this helped you to really grow this organization and to lead it?
Well, my background is in psychology. I have 2 degrees in psychology, and I am a college professor. So psychology is just understanding human behavior. And having a successful business is all about building relationships and being able to connect to people and relate to people in a way that makes them want to work with you. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And as a business owner, it's up to us to develop that connection and explain our product and develop the trust. So my background in psychology helps me with that. The metaphysics piece I've been studying for about 8 years now. And that really helps me with the mastermind group. And metaphysics is really just a fancy word for saying beyond the physical. If we want to be successful, we have to develop our faith muscle. We have to have faith in things that we can't see, have the belief that we can do things we've never done. So how do you do that? So we apply metaphysics principles to help people develop and strengthen their faith and their ability to visualize and see themselves in places that they've never been, because you have to first see it in your mind before you can see it in the physical, in reality. And we do visualization exercises. We teach people how to meditate. And for some people, it's just hard for them to even see it in their mind. I mean, I've had people say, just thinking about it scares me. So if it's scaring you just thinking about it, there's no way you can possibly manifest it in the physical world. So my background in psychology and metaphysics helps me to meditate those mastermind sessions and help people develop those skills and faith muscles that they need to make their businesses and their lives successful.
You know, I was, you know, one of the things about the Word of God that it tells us that we can have whatsoever we say. And so, you know, as you're thinking about what the business that you're in, you have to make sure that God is a part of it. You invite Him into it, and He says that you write the plans, but He's the one that's going to walk alongside you and make sure that those plans happen. You know, in the Word of God, it tells us to meditate on His Word day and night. And as we're meditating on His Word, you know, one of the things that, it tells us in Joshua is that you're going to have good success. And so you have to know that in the process of your daily routine, it must include prayer time with God. You must spend that time with God, seeking His direction. And it's just a calming effect, meditating on His Word, finding those scriptures that's in alignment, that so then you can begin to profess those scriptures and you can begin to say them and bringing into manifestation all of the visions that God has given you, and you're bringing them into manifestation. These are some of the things that you need to do. You need to make sure that you're writing down. Keep a journal so you can write down the things, the strategies that God has given you in order for you to employ those strategies in your business. And believe me, He's going to give you the strategies, and He's going to give you exactly what you need in order for you to be successful. So you want to make sure that you're tapping in. The Word of God says, and it says that we are to always acknowledge God in everything. He will direct our path in all our ways. As we acknowledge Him, He's going to direct our path, and He's going to bring to manifestation. And it helps to bolster your self-esteem in order for you to be able to be that entrepreneur that God has called for you to be. In this, as we're closing out, Zelania, if you can just give them the information that they will be able to contact you to find out about SEMEA and also about how they can become a member of that organization.
Sure. Our website address is SEMEA.org, or you can give us a call. The phone number is 248-491-3146. And as I said earlier, our next meeting is September the 24th, and we usually meet in the evening at 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be at the Vista Tech Center at Schoolcraft College, which is in Livonia. And if you've never attended a meeting, it is absolutely free. Come out. We'd love to meet you and network with you and give you more information about the association.
And I just want to say thank you so much, Zelania, for coming and being with us. And I want to thank my listening audience for coming and being with us once again. I know that we've sort of been in hiatus. There were a lot of things going on, but we are back. And every Monday at 12 o'clock, we will be here with Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And again, visit our website, www.themeplace.org, or also www.jackieshowers.com. You be blessed.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.